This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dave Richard, our fantasy football expert from CBS Sports Radio and CBSSports.com. You can catch his stuff there. And he now joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Dave, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Won in most of my leagues in week one and getting ready for week two and hoping that the Packers can put up some better numbers for fantasy managers than they did against Chicago. It's another tough matchup, but at least they're at home.
I'm telling you what, there was a lot of fantasy people that were banking on the fact that Aaron Rodgers was going to come out right away and start lighting things up after all the criticism from this offseason. A lot of people disappointed this past Thursday night, no doubt about it. Hey, I got a real quick question for you. This one came across our Twitter feed. Said LeSean McCoy or Joe Mixon right out of the chute?
Well, it really depends on if Joe Mixon plays. Obviously, if he gets in a practice before Sunday and is made active by the Bengals, you're going to start him over LeSean McCoy. And if Joe Mixon is inactive, he hasn't been practicing all week, and they turn to Giovanni Bernard, then LeSean McCoy is going to be the one you go with. It really comes down to Mixon's availability.
Dede Westbrook or McCole Hardman?
So Hardman's an interesting case. He's going to take over for Tyreek Hill, and you might think, oh, well, that's huge because Tyreek Hill has been amazing for fantasy managers, but I'm not so sure it's going to happen right away. I think Westbrook is the safer guy to go with this week. I have seen Hardman play. I think he's really talented. He's kind of like a Tyreek Hill clone, but I can't tell people to go with a guy who hasn't played a game yet in the NFL over Westbrook, who he's taking on the Texans, and he's the Jaguars slot receiver. The Texans just canned their slot cornerback. I think there's going to be some good opportunities for Westbrook to pick up numbers in week two.
Andy Dalton or Jameis Winston?
No chance should you use Jameis Winston. He looked like a train wreck last week, and he's taking on a Panthers defense that is improved. Their secondary looked good to me based on what I saw last week. They held Jared Goff down at home last week, and now they're home again. Poor Jameis Winston playing on the road on a short week against a tough matchup. He's not had a lot of success against Carolina over the course of his career. You'd almost start anybody else over Jameis Winston.
Got another one here. This is a running back, a Ronald Jones or Devin Singletary.
I'm a big fan of Devin Singletary, Bill. He did not get a lot of work last week, but he played a lot for Buffalo. And after the game, the coaches were talking about how they're just getting him going. They want to get him grinding a little bit. And I think the way that things are going for the Bills and for their matchup against the Giants, this is the perfect time to start letting him go. People ended up drafting Singletary round 7, round 8, maybe even a little bit higher by the time September came because they anticipated that he would be the featured back in Buffalo. I think that starts to happen in week 2. I would go with him.
You know what? Just real quick for those that are listening to the program, give me one or the other or one out of three. I'm getting people that are giving me like 6 and 7 people and 8 wide receivers and all this kind of stuff. Give us a couple. Don't give us a whole book that we're going to have to decipher here real quick. This one comes to us when to go back to the running back position. Says that he has Le'Veon Bell and also Nick Chubb.
So we know Either that Le'Veon Bell is getting his shoulder looked at. An MRI is coming
right
down. I'm ready to go with Nick Chubb. Now, they play each other on Monday night, so you can wait to make that determination. And obviously, if Le'Veon Bell is unavailable, you're going to go with Nick Chubb. But I think at this point, you go with Chubb anyway. Le'Veon Bell is going to be playing with Trevor Siemian as his quarterback. The whole offense for the Jets could really be capsized by that. Chubb had an okay game last week, not really a great game. I think against the Jets and that depleted defense, he could have a very good game. So don't give up on Nick Chubb, whether you've got Le'Veon Bell or not.
Let's get to the phone calls and a few questions there. We're talking with Dave Richard, fantasy football expert for CBSSports.com. Let's go to Sean listening to us in Racine. Sean, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show.
Hey, guys. Quarterback question, Cam Newton or Russell Wilson?
I'm going to go with Wilson, believe it or not. I like them both. They're both top 12 quarterbacks for me, but the matchup at Pittsburgh, I think it's going to be pretty good. I don't know if that Steelers defense, I don't know if that was just going up against the Patriots and they always get walloped by the Patriots, or if they're just not as good as we thought that they were going to be. And Seattle had a hard time running the football last week. I know Chris Carson scored twice. One of them was on a reception. Wilson really didn't attempt many passes last week. This week, I think he will. And I think that receiving core for Seattle is getting a little bit stronger. So I think the matchup is good for him, and I think the upside is better for him than for Cam Newton.
Let's go to Trey, listening to us in downtown Milwaukee on our flagship station out of Milwaukee on the Fan. Trey, how you doing?
Hey, good, fellas. Hey, I got a quick question. Non-PPR, need one of the three at my flex between Alshon Jeffrey, Duke Johnson, and Michael Gallup. Thanks.
I think because it's non-PPR, Alshon Jeffrey is the safest way to go. If it were PPR, Bill, I'll tell you what, I think you're going to see Duke Johnson continue to be that passing downs guy for the Houston Texans, and he could create, you know, 60 yards and five catches a week. That's a nice, safe starting point for him with plenty of upside. Alshon Jeffrey's got a nice matchup against Atlanta this week. I don't think that Falcons secondary is particularly great. If he has another good game and you should start him, look to trade him after that, because if he's got a hot start, we know that he's had injuries in his past. I don't know if he can keep it up for a full season, and you might get excellent value for him in a trade in fantasy.
Nick tweets us, says, Mike Evans, Chris Goodwin, Brandon Cooks, he needs two of the three.
And believe it or not, I'm going to suggest sitting Mike Evans. His track record in his last four games against the Panthers is bad. Zero touchdowns, one game with more than 80 yards. And this Carolina secondary is no joke. Think about the receivers that the L.A. Rams have. They've got Brandon Cooks, Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp. Last week, the Panthers held all three of them to under 80 yards. None of them scored. This is the NFC champion, Los Angeles Rams, that the entire offense is basically predicated on the pass. I would be surprised if Mike Evans comes through with a huge game tonight. But I think Chris Godwin succeeds as a check-down guy from Jameis Winston. That's the way that Tampa Bay could kind of rectify the mistakes that he made last week. Don't be so aggressive with the football. Check it down. Be accurate. And take those easy passes to Chris Godwin. I think that's what we're going to see on Thursday night.
This one's from Nathan, listening to us in Virginia. Says, a trade question for the wide receiver Cooks. He'd be trading Cooks away for the running back White and Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Would you do it?
Not enough. No, not enough. Brandon Cooks still considered a premier receiver in fantasy, still going to be that number one guy for the L.A. Rams. 1 week of bad numbers is not enough for you to turn him into James White and Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Charles says, Cohen from the Bears or Hollywood Brown?
I would go with Hollywood Brown here. And listen, Tariq Cohen's the safe way out, especially in PPR. We know that he's probably going to get right around six catches, and there's always upside with him. But I'm curious to see how the Ravens continue with Brown. He did not play a lot of snaps last week, and he still went off for a ton of yards and two touchdowns. And I just think that that's the way that they're going to use him in this offense. They're going to get him open in space, whether it's 10 yards downfield, 30 yards downfield, on a screen right off the snap, 1 yard downfield, and just wind him up and let him go. And a player like this, you see his speed, it's sub 4.4 speed. They are very hard to catch up to. And even though he's dealing with an injury right now, he's not practicing in full, I think Marquise Brown carries a little bit more upside than Tariq Cohen. Cohen going into a tough matchup against the Broncos.
Joe is listening to us in downtown Milwaukee. Joe, welcome to the program. You got a question for our guy, our fantasy football guru right now. Go for it.
Yes, I do. Non-PPR league, do I start DJ Moore or Josh Gordon?
I'm going to go with Gordon. And I really think that starting anybody against the Miami Dolphins this week, rest of season, it's going to lead to fantasy victories. And Gordon clearly a part of this Patriots offense. We don't know how big of a role Antonio Brown's going to have or if Antonio Brown's even going to play. And even if Antonio Brown does play, how are the Dolphins going to stop anybody in this offense? They don't have a pass rush, so you're giving Tom Brady all day long to throw. You know that that's going to lead to great numbers. I would be stunned if Josh Gordon left you empty-handed in fantasy this week.
Talking with Dave Richard, fantasy football expert, CBSSports.com. You can see his stuff at Dave Richard on Twitter. Question here, this one is, need one for the flex, DJ Moore, Calvin Ridley, or Devin Singletary?
I'm going to go with Calvin Ridley. I just think there's the most upside with him going up against Philadelphia, who got beat by a rookie last week, Terry McLaurin of the Redskins. And listen, Washington ended up throwing for well over 300 yards against Philly. It looks like that secondary for the Eagles is going to be a problem. Now they're on the road against the Falcons. And if Calvin Ridley can score against the Vikings in Minnesota, which he did last week, it was in garbage time, didn't really matter as far as the final verdict goes. But if he can get that done then, just imagine what he could do in a plus matchup at home. He's the one with the most upside.
Let's get one more in. TJ listening to us in Greenfield. TJ, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Good. I need a PPR flex. Robbie Anderson, Danny Amendola, or Giovanni Bernard?
Gio is absolutely the one that you go with in the flex if Joe Mixon is out. And we're just not going to know the answer to that until probably Sunday, maybe Friday. If Joe Mixon plays, then I think you've just got to go with Danny Amendola. And I'm a little concerned after 1 week about that Lions run game and what's going on there. Maybe this ends up being a passing team in Detroit after all. Lots of opportunities abound here for Stafford to find players like T.J. Hockenson, Amendola. Of course, you guys already know about Marvin Jones and Kenny Galladay. Plenty of targets for him to choose from, and if he ends up throwing 35-plus times a game, Amendola's going to fall into good production in PPR.
Dave, always a pleasure, man. Love the segment. And people can find you at Dave Richard on Twitter if they choose to do so and they didn't get their question answered. But always great to talk to you, man. Look forward to next week as well, okay?
Same here, and I'm sorry about your text line being so jammed. So tell you what, just tell everybody listening, tweet me right now at Dave Richard. I'll get back to you. I'm going to go on Twitter right now and answer everybody's question.
There you go. At Dave Richard. Find him right there. That's Dave Richard, fantasy football expert for CBSSports.com. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them. 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.